Hamilton, the sophomore quarterback, with the sophomore running back Edwards behind him in the pistol. Two receivers, two tight ends, second and goal inside the two. Here's a pitch to Edwards on a sweep far side. Gets a block from Trent Johnson. Gets tripped up, but not before he goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Thunder Basin. Tyson Edwards, his second rushing touchdown of this game. His fourth rushing score of 2017. And Thunder Basin leads it 46-0 with 11:07 left in the game. Thunder Basin gets the easy victory tonight at Campbell County. They win it 47-0. They outscored Campbell County 40-0 in that first half. They dominated the game from the beginning to end, and a big reason was Mason Hamilton. Mason Hamilton, a big day really on both sides of the football. He was 12 of 16, 217 yards throwing with two passing touchdowns. He also ran for 25 yards and had one rushing score. Also, Hamilton on the other side made five tackles and had an interception. Also defensively, Terrence Swartz had an interception to go along with his double-digit tackle evening. And Marcus Glick had two tackles for loss, six total tackles, a sack, and a blocked punt. Offensively, Trent Johnson, five catches, 77 yards and two scores. And Coleman Worsley, four catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown for Thunder Basin. Tyson Edwards, a sophomore, solid day running the football. Averaged over 5 yards per carry. Went over 60 yards in this game. Also added a couple of rushing touchdowns for the second consecutive week. So Thunder Basin gets the 47-0 win over Campbell County. Thunder Basin ends their two-game skid, and they're now 3-2 on the season. Midway through the year, heading into a monumental matchup next week. This team hopes to get Austin Clemenson back, but I don't know. Honestly, if you're asking my true opinion on that, I don't suspect they'll have him back, but we shall see. They're hoping that that does happen as they play number 2 Natrona next week at Thunder Basin Stadium. Again, I'll have that call for you from the new Thunder Basin Stadium. Kickoff will be at 7, coverage at 6:45, right here on 101.5 The Drive and online at basinsradio.com. When we come back, we'll have your Bighorn Dental player of the game, and we will chat with either defensive coordinator Jason Gill or Trent Pakula, the first-year Bolt head coach. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Bolt football. And Thunder Basin now joining me, a guy that's familiar with this stadium, Jason Gill, the new Bolt defensive coordinator. And Jason, congratulations on the victory, first of all. Let's talk about your defense. Some stellar play, especially guys like Marcus Glick, who I have for three tackles for loss, a sack, and a blocked punt. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Marcus did a really good job for us tonight. He played some tackle and some D-end. So he's kind of a versatile player.
Speaking of versatile players, you have Terrence Swartz, another great game. He had interception, a lot of tackles. Mason Hamilton did it really on both sides of the football. How would you grade your defense overall in this game?
Well, overall, I'd say we were probably a B+, A- if I was going to grade us. We had some passes that we could have probably caught tonight, but, we still need to tackle. We're still working on our tackling, so those are things that we're going to have to shore up before next week.
And on to the other side of the ball, Mason Hamilton wreaked havoc defensively, but also had a good day throwing the football. It seems like your team – now, I was talking to Trent last week, and he said he felt like your team wasn't confident at Cheyenne East. He felt like last week the confidence got a little better. How did you feel about the confidence level for your entire team this week?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. We were talking about it after the game there, and the kids have to come out with the same intensity that they had tonight. They have to have that every week, and they got to find that in themselves. They did a really good job coming out, playing hard early, and staying with it, and that's what we have to have.
Now, before I go, quick thoughts. Natrona next week, a huge matchup for this. It's a big test in the middle of the season.
Well, you know, they're a good team, and, we're going to have to play with limited mistakes and make tackles, shore up our tackles, complete some passes, get the running game going. You know, we're going to have to do all facets of the game on Friday.
Jason, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On the victory. Thunder Basin gets a shutout victory, ending its two-game losing streak as they win at Campbell County tonight, 47-0. Before we go, it's time for your Bighorn Dental player of the game. We're going to go with Mason Hamilton. Mason Hamilton, very good on both sides of the football tonight, throwing the football. The 5'10 sophomore was 12 of 16 for 217 yards. He also had 25 yards rushing, two passing touchdowns. So defensively, Hamilton, 5 tackles and an interception. And that is why Mason Hamilton is your Bighorn Dental player of the game. Thanks for joining me tonight on the Pinnacle Bank postgame show. And thanks for joining me all around tonight for this broadcast. What a scene it was, folks. What a scene it was. Barely any room here to come in the stadium on both sides. Whether you're talking about the Camel side, there were some Thunder Basin here on this side too, but then Thunder Basin filled the opposite side as well. It was standing room only tonight. There was traffic on each side of the streets. Just an amazing scene here in Gillette. And something this first night, a lot of people I don't think will ever forget, especially the players playing in this first ever game. This is a year of first because it's Thunder Basin's first year ever playing football. And tonight was his first ever game. Tonight, Thunder Basin got its first ever road victory. They're now 3-2 on the year. And next week, a huge, huge game coming up at home. It's a measuring stick. It's a test for Thunder Basin to see where they are in the middle of the season as they will play the Natrona Mustangs, the number 2 team in the state, at home at Thunder Basin Stadium.